It's Sunday morning in Ireland, a very wet and dismal looking day from the point of view of weather, but I'm thinking about a man a long way away in Portland, Oregon, who's going to wake in a few hours' time, and this poem is specially recorded for him. He usually wakes between 6 and 7 in the morning, is the impression I formed. And A.J. Lehan, this is a sort of Sunday morning. On the day of SobCon, that experience gathering that you're having over there, when you and others will put aside your kind of commercial hats and get focused on causes, not for profits, and the world of changing the world for the better of other people. So this is a poem called Clean Poem. And I'll tell you at the end who's written it, but here we go. This is a clean poem written by me, and carrying, only while I read it, my personal guarantee that in it you will find nothing to cause madness or make you blind, nothing harmful to your worthy souls. It has been sanitized to a high degree of human decency, and contains, among much else, no swearing or vulgarity, or reference to unmentionable body parts, or embarrassingly private functions, or appetites, desires, and lusts. In short, this is a clean poem, written by me whilst wearing gloves and dark glasses in a dust-free room, with invisible ink, not to soil or sully the pure white paper. Not to be read, in case it puts ideas of clean poetry into other people's heads, for fear of brightening poetry up with cheerful references to safe themes. This poem is not to be left around. It could get misjudged, stained, dog-eared, smudged, wrinkled, trampled, dulled by light. When I finished writing, I'll put it safely out of sight, on a high shelf, in a sealed box, in a darkened room, on a moonless night, to be opened only in emergency, when, with the aid of a lemon, I will memorize my words and swallow the evidence. It is absolutely delightful. And of course I didn't write it. It's absolutely wonderful. And it's given as a gift to a writer and a man who has a fine ability to distinguish the best and the worst of times, to swear and use for vulgarity and language to choose. It's taken from the book Spirit Store by Arthur Watson. It's the second time I've read a poem by Arthur Watson. And you can find the ISBN number of the book in an earlier audioboo, I think the previous one to this. But it's from a very large collection of poetry and illustrations. And it's too difficult to imagine, AJ, that you would get to see this book over in Portland. You know, and it's a heavy book, and it has CDs attached to it. So, you know, it's a whole kind of almost like an ecosystem. It contains 3 audio CDs. And it's copyright to Arthur Watson in 2012. Arthur Watson, by the way, can be found very close to the Falls Hotel where you stayed in Ennis Diamond, and close to the Cliffs of Moher, where that rather iconic photograph of you with your arms spread wide was taken by Melissa. So, I'm finding in Arthur Watson a person who I feel fits in with the pursuit of everything, with the nomad mission, And I wish you a very good morning when you wake, and if you have time to listen to this before you go out and change the world so much, so that's fine. Otherwise, you know, it's there for you to find on a listly list later on. I wish you all the very best, and special thanks to Arthur Watson, who hasn't a clue what I'm doing. I must tell him, actually. Bye-bye.